السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. For the benefit of those who do not understand Urdu, just a very quick explanation of what I have been reading over the past 2 weeks. اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر, دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر. We have problems unlimited, there is no doubt about that in the times that we are living, problems are unlimited. Every individual, every family, every society, every nation has got problems. Now who is going to solve the problem? Who is going to come to the, or who is going to respond to the appeal, to the pleas of those who are suffering? In whose hand is the control of the universe and everything else? No one else but Allah Ta'ala. So get up, apne malik se uth karke faryad kar. Put your plea before your Rabb. Cry before your Allah. Put your problems before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. Put your heart in sajda, not just your physical body and not just your forehead. Put your heart in sajda and cry it out before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and bring life into that heart. That heart which has become dead because of sins, now to bring life into that heart, put it in sajda and cry. Let that heart cry before Allah. And then see how life comes into that heart. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is the one who listens. If we have got weakness, then present it before Allah Ta'ala. At least we can do that much. If we can't come out of some sin or some vice or some evil, at least that much every person can do, that, oh Allah, I am trying but I find myself very weak. Nafs and shaitan have made me their slaves. They drag me along wherever they wish. But I don't wish to remain the slave of nafs and shaitan. I want to become your slave. So, oh Allah, assist me, help me, take me out from this problem of mine, remove this weakness. At least that everybody can do. So, apne malik se uth karke faryad kar, dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. These tears before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, we do not know the value of those tears before Allah ta'ala. All other crying brings depression. But this crying before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala brings life into the heart. It brings happiness, it brings peace, it brings tranquility. Ruh ko noor e taqwa se tu shad kar, nafs dushman hai dushman ko na shad kar. Then ruh of the person, the soul of the person will never ever become happy with sins. If we think that we are going to please our soul with sins, the soul will never become pleased with sins. The body will become pleased. Mentally or in the imagination of the person, he may enjoy some pleasure. But the soul will experience restlessness because it has moved away, the needle has moved away from north. So there will be a restlessness in that heart. The soul only enjoys comfort in obedience to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The soul only enjoys happiness in obedience to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So therefore, ruha ku noore taqwa se tu shad kar. What will bring happiness to this ruh and to the soul is taqwa. If you really want to give happiness to the soul, then it is taqwa. And when the soul is happy, then the person will find contentment and peace. If the soul is not happy, then outwardly there can be any amount of material things and comforts, but there will be a restlessness in the heart. There won't be peace. There just cannot be peace. Allah Ta'ala has mentioned it very clearly in the Holy Quran Sharif, Ala bi dhikrillah tatma'innul qulub. So ruhaku noor e taqwa se tu shad kar. With the noor of taqwa, bring happiness to the soul. Nafs dushman hai dushman ko na shad kar. This nafs is a dushman. How many people have suffered embarrassment, humiliation, disgrace? They have gone to the gutters because of pleasing the nafs and shaitan. They have realized only too late. And in fact, some after reaching that level, still they are not satisfied. With all the humiliation and disgrace and suffering, they say still it's not enough. We want to go on and on. So this nafs it is a dushman. So dushman you don't please, enemy you don't please. Enemy is, if a person pleases, then there's something wrong. So this is an avowed enemy. Shaitan is an avowed enemy, is a declared enemy. So nafs dushman hai dushman ko na shaad kar. Dil ko noor-e khuda se tu abad kar, aur gunahon ki khwahish ko barbaad kar. Dil ko noor-e khuda se tu abad kar. Fill up this heart with the noor of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Let it become filled. It is as if you have populated a place, some deserted place, it has become populated. So if the heart is deserted, then how are you going to populate it? With the noor of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, by zikr, tilawat, ibadat, obedience to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, fulfillment of the rights of people. Everything, if you do it according to the Quran and the Sunnah, it will fill up noor into that heart. Aur gunaho ki khahish ko barbaad kar. The khahish of guna, it will be there. Just a little while ago to a young person, he says, Mawlana, what must I do? The thoughts are coming into my mind, and there's so much of temptation, there's so much of desire to commit evil. I said, well, that is the sign that you have got, that you are a human being. Because if you have no desire to do anything evil, then you are not a human being. Then Allah Ta'ala would have made you an angel. The desire is there, but how many times you have heard that if you want to cook your biryani, in these days we have got electricity and we've got microwave ovens and lots of things and gas stoves. But originally they used to cook on wood and coal. The fuel used to be wood and coal. So you need that wood and coal, but you don't eat the wood and coal. You use it as fuel to cook up your biryani and then eat that biryani. You'll enjoy it. But if somebody starts eating the wood and coal, he's going to die. But you need that wood and coal. So these thoughts are that wood and coal. They are that fuel. Burn it. The more you're going to burn, the more mujahada you are making, the more noor of taqwa will light up in your hearts. Just that, don't obey those desires. Don't follow them. Don't accept them. Don't entertain them. If they come, then let them come and pass. Occupy your mind in something else that is permissible. That is what you have to do. But this khaish of guna, the desire of guna, you have to put a knife over the throat of that. Qurbani we will be doing soon. That is what it is. And when we are going to destroy those desires which are evil, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will put happiness into that heart. Hamd se is zuban ko tu hamad kar. Engage your tongue in the zikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, in the praises of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and make this tongue hamad. Sar ko chaukhat pe unki tu sajjad kar. Which means that this head of yours, place it at the doorstep of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Put it into sujood. In other words, submit yourself totally to the will of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and engage this tongue in the zikr and in the praise and in the hamd of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and then see what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives into those hearts. Qalb o jaan ko tu us dar pe abbad kar, aur sukoon e dil o jaan ko khallad kar. If you want this sukoon in your heart, if you want tranquility, serenity, comfort, joy, happiness, and who does not want it? But where are you going to get it? Make your whole body abbad. Become an abid of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in the true sense of the word. Become his slave. The slavery of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives a person the best freedom in the world. The slavery of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives the person the highest degree of freedom. And the slavery of everything else gives the person prison. So in the slavery of Allah ta'ala there's peace. Normally slavery, a person says, now there's a lot of difficulty and hardship. But in the slavery of Allah ta'ala, the person will find freedom. All the other chains we must break. Keep only one chain tying us, and that is the obedience of Allah ta'ala in Sharia. Sukoon e dilo jaan ko khalla dakar. Then only we'll have continuous waves of happiness rising in the heart. Outward condition can be of poverty, can be of pain, can be anything. But there will be tafweez in the heart. There will be that resignation of the will of the person to the will of Allah ta'ala. And once the person resigns his will to the will of Allah ta'ala and he's got tafweez, then after that there's sukoon. Automatically there will be sukoon. The person will say, I did my level best, I tried whatever had to be done, I made use of the tadbir, I made tadbir. Now Allah Ta'ala, that's His will, that I remain in this condition of weakness or poverty or whatever it is. So the person will always have sukoon in that heart. اپنی خوشیوں کو اختر تو برباد کر اپنے رب کی خوشی سے دل آباد کر. Your own خوشی, your own happiness, your own joy, if it is against Allah تبارک و تعالی's wish and happiness and desire and pleasure, then destroy that pleasure. In the destruction of that pleasure, Allah تبارک و تعالی will give this person true pleasure in his heart. اپنے رب کی خوشی سے دل آباد کر. Now inshallah, when it is read, at least you have some understanding. اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر. اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر. روح کو نور تقویٰ سے تو شاد کر نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر. روح کو نور تقویٰ سے تو شاد کر نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر. اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر. اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر. دل کو نور خدا سے تو آباد کر اور گناہوں کی خواہش کو برباد کر. دل کو نور خدا سے تو آباد کر اور گناہوں کی خواہش کو برباد کر. اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر. اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر. حمد سے اس زباں کو تو حماد کر حمد سے اس زباں کو تو حماد کر. سر کو چوکھٹ پہ ان کی تو سجاد کر. حمد سے اس زباں کو تو حماد کر سر کو چوکھٹ پہ ان کی تو سجاد کر. اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر. اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر. قلب و جان کو تو اس در پہ عباد کر اور سکون دل و جان کو خلاد کر. قلب و جان کو تو اس در پہ عباد کر اور سکون دل و جان کو خلاد کر. اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر. اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر. اپنی خوشیوں کو اختر تو برباد کر اپنی خوشیوں کو اختر تو برباد کر. اپنے رب کی خوشی سے دل آباد کر. اپنی خوشیوں کو اختر تو برباد کر اپنے رب کی خوشی سے دل آباد کر. اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر. اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر. مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے، مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے، تیری مشیت ہے سب پہ غالب یہ چہیں سب میرے ارادے، بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے، بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے، میں کب سے ہوں محو خواب غفلت بس اب جگا دے، بس اب جگا دے، ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 اللہ، جب سانس لوں میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 اللہ، رہے طلب میں سوار سب ہیں پیادہ مثل غبار میں ہوں، رہے طلب میں سوار سب ہیں پیادہ مثل غبار میں ہوں، تیرے گلستان میں سب گل ہیں بس ایک اگر ہوں تو خار میں ہوں، مجھے بھی کچھ فکر آخرت ہو بہت ہی غفلت شعار میں ہوں، مجھے بھی کچھ فکر آخرت ہو بہت ہی غفلت شعار میں ہوں، رہا میں بیکار زندگی بھر بس اب تو مشغول کار میں ہوں، ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 اللہ، جب سانس لوں میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 اللہ، تجھے تو معلوم ہے الہی بہت ہی گندا ہے حال میرا، تجھے تو معلوم ہے الہی بہت ہی گندا ہے حال میرا، گناہ میں آلودہ ہو رہا ہے رواں رواں بال بال میرا، گناہ میں آلودہ ہو رہا ہے حال میرا، یہ آخری دن ہے زندگی کے، درست کر دے مآل میرا، یہ آخری دن ہے زندگی کے، درست کر دے مآل میرا، تیری محبت میں اب جیوں میں، اسی میں ہو انتقال میرا، تیری محبت میں اب جیوں میں، اسی میں ہو انتقال میرا، تیری محبت میں اب جیوں میں، اسی میں ہو انتقال میرا، ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 جب سانس لوں میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 کرم سے تیرے بعید کیا ہے جو فضل مجھ پر بھی میرے رب ہو کرم سے تیرے بعید کیا ہے جو فضل مجھ پر بھی میرے رب ہو تیری مدد ہو میری ہو کوشش تیری مدد ہو میری ہو کوشش تیری کشش ہو میری طلب ہو بدی میں گزری ہے عمر ساری بدی میں گزری ہے عمر ساری نصیب توفیق نیک اب ہو رہوں میں مشغول ذکر و طاعت بس اب یہی شغل روز و شب ہو بدی میں گزری ہے عمر ساری نصیب توفیق نیک اب ہو رہوں میں مشغول ذکر و طاعت بس اب یہی شغل روز و شب ہو ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 جب سانس لوں میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ 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 کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ جل جلالہ لا الہ الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا
لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث اے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما اے میرے پیارے خدا اے میرے پیارے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما او مائی بلوڈ اللہ مائی رحیم کریم اللہ مائی کمپیشنیٹ کائنڈ فور گیونگ لونگ کیئرنگ اللہ او اللہ یو ڈیئرلی لو فورگیونس آف دا سنز آف سنز او اللہ وی آر ٹرننگ ٹوورڈز یو وی آر ایکسٹینڈنگ دیز بیگنگ بولز بیفور یو او مائی بلوڈ اللہ دیر از نو اللہ بیسائڈز یو There is no one for us besides you. Oh, my beloved Allah, we are extending these begging bowls before you. We are not extending them before human beings. Oh, my beloved Allah, we are extending them before you. Your treasures are unlimited, oh, my beloved Allah. You dearly love forgiveness of sins. We are confessing before you. We are acknowledging. Oh, Allah, we are not justifying any of our sins. We are not justifying any of our sins. We admit and we acknowledge that we are very sinful servants of yours. We are extremely weak, O my Allah. O my beloved Allah, we make tawbah and break tawbah. Ey Allah, ہم توبہ کرتے ہیں اور اپنی توبہ کو توڑتے ہیں لیکن میرے پیارے خدا ٹوٹی ہوئی توبہ کو اور کہاں لے کر کے جائے Where else can we go besides you? Who else is there for us besides you? Which other door is there for us besides your door? Which other home is there for us besides your home in which we can beg? Oh Allah, who else is there before whom we can extend our hands? Who else is there before whom we can bow down our heads? Oh my beloved Allah, For us there is no one besides you. Oh my Allah, therefore we are turning towards you. Forgive each and every one of us. Nothing else has gathered us here except that we are hopeful of forgiveness of our sins. Oh Allah, we have gathered here to make tawbah from our sins. Oh Allah, as great as your name is, Oh Allah, we have taken your Mubarak name. Ya Allah, as great as your name is, bless us with that kind of forgiveness. Forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Forgive the sins that we committed in the darkness of nights or the light of day. Oh my Allah, you have seen everything that we have done. You have seen everything what we have done. You have heard everything that we have spoken. Oh Allah, you have witnessed every action and amal of ours. Ya Allah, we can fool our
our parents, we can fool our neighbors, we can cheat and deceive our wives and family and children. Oh Allah, we can conceal our sins from our society, but we cannot conceal our sins from you. You are aware of everything that is going on in our hearts also. The thoughts that cross our mind also you are aware of. If there is a tiny little black ant that is crawling on a pitch black rock in the darkest of the darkest of all nights, Ya Allah, you are aware of the movement of that ant. Oh my beloved Allah, when that is your might and your power and your qudrat and your sifat, oh my Allah, we are only fooling ourselves if we think that nobody has witnessed our sins. But oh my Allah, you are the one who is the forgiver of sins. Yes. Therefore, we are extending our hands before you. We are ashamed of the sins that we have committed. Allah. Ey Allah, hum nadim hai, hum sharminda hai, ke teri hi naimate kha kha kar, teri hi naimate istemal karke, teri hi nafarmani humne ki, hum sharminda hai mere Allah. Oh Allah, we are ashamed that every gift of yours, every bounty of yours, we used for your disobedience. The sight, oh Allah, millions of rands people would be able prepared to pay for sight. Ya Allah, we use that sight which you blessed us with free of charge for your disobedience. Ya Allah, our hearing for your disobedience, our speech for your disobedience, our hands and feet in your disobedience, our heart and minds in your disobedience. Ya Allah, hum jaise namak haram koi nahi, lekin mere Allah, tujh jaisa maaf karne wala bhi koi nahi. Hum gunegar hai, hum siyakar hai, hum badkar hai, hum nakar hai. Ya Allah, hum sab kuch hai lekin tere bande hai. Mere Allah, hum napak hai lekin tu paak karne wala khuda hai. Ya Allah, purify our hearts. We are acknowledging that our hearts are dirty and filthy. Our hearts are filled with malice. Our hearts are filled with pride. Our hearts are filled with arrogance. Our hearts are filled with jealousy and envy. Our hearts are filled with evil passions and desires. But oh my beloved Allah, who is there to purify our hearts besides you? Ya Allah, we want a purified heart. We want the heart that you bless the awliya-i-kiram with. They too are human beings, oh my Allah. But oh Allah, what purified hearts you bless them with. Ya Allah, bless us also with such purified hearts. Fill our hearts with the noor of taqwa. Fill our hearts with the noor of ibadat. Fill our hearts with the noor of zikr. Fill our hearts with the noor of tilawat. Oh Allah, fill our hearts with the noor of sabr and shukr. Fill our hearts with the noor of zuhd and taqwa. Ey mere pyare khuda, is dunya ke andar hum kab tak munafiq ki zindagi guzarenge? How long are we going to walk on the surface of this earth as hypocrites, oh my beloved Allah? Ey mere pyare khuda, ab to hame pakiza qulub ata farma. Give us sadaqat and truthfulness in our lives. Let our zahir and our batin be the same. Ya Allah, purify our batin and purify our zahir. Ey mere pyare khuda, give us such attachment with you which you give to the awliya-i-kiram. Ya Allah, don't let nafs and shaitan distance us from you for a single moment. Ya Allah, forgive the sins of our eyes, forgive the sins of our ears, forgive the sins of our hands and feet, forgive the sins of our tongues, forgive the sins of our heart and mind. Ya Allah, we are asking you for forgiveness. Open the floodgates of your rahmat for us. Open the floodgates of forgiveness for us. Oh my Allah, we are suffering all over the world. The ummat of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, oh Allah, is being treated in such a manner that they are being pushed from pillar to post. There is nobody to pass the hand of affection and love over their heads anymore. Lekin mere pyare khuda, tu raham karne wala khuda hai, tu muaf karne wala khuda hai. Ya Allah, restore the dignity that you gave to the ummat of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, give them once again the honor that you gave to the ummat of the past. Oh my beloved Allah, remove the difficulties and the problems of the entire ummat of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, in Palestine, in Chechnya, in Bosnia, in Kashmir, in India, in Pakistan, and in every part of the world, oh my beloved Allah, the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is undergoing suffering. Ya Allah, remove their difficulties and hardship. Oh my Allah, we know that we are such sinful ones, that if the earth has to split open and destroy us, oh Allah, if you have to send a gale force wind and it has to destroy us, if you have to send flood waters and it has to destroy us, we know we are deserving of that.
that. But oh my Allah, you don't like punishment. You dearly love forgiveness. Ya Allah, therefore we are extending our hands before you. Ya Allah, do not punish us and seize us on account of our sins. Ya Allah, bless each and every one of us with long life, with good health, with good spiritual health and physical health. Bless us with good spiritual health and physical health. Ya Allah, bless everyone with prosperity. Bless us with happiness. Bless us with joy. Bless us with satisfaction. Bless us with contentment. Ya Allah, bless us with taqwa. Bless us with zuhud. Bless us with sabr and shukr. Oh my beloved Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Do not deprive us of the rahmat and the ni'mats of this world and of the ni'mats of the akhirah. Oh my Allah, there is a day that will come in our lives which we have to depart from this world. There is no way that we are going to live here forever and ever. Oh Allah, so many janazas we have shouldered, so many people we have buried with our own hands in the graves, but we have taken no lesson from their departure. Oh my Allah, young, fit, healthy people are leaving this world. Oh Allah, in the times of fitna that we are living, there is no guarantee that we will even see another hour. Oh my beloved Allah, we do not know what our condition is going to be. When we do not know where the angel of death is going to visit us, when we do not know how and in what condition he is going to find us, oh my Allah, how can we remain in sins? Ya Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in a disco. Don't let the angel of death find us in a cinema or a theater or a casino. Oh Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in adultery or fornication. Don't let the angel of death find us glued to some filthy TV program or to some filthy magazine or, oh Allah, in some other haram activity. Oh Allah, don't let the angel of death find us popping drugs into our mouths or with a bottle of wine in our hands. Oh Allah, let the angel of death visit us in a state that you are pleased with us. Oh Allah, when the time of our death comes, let it be in Madinah Tayyibah. Let it be at the Rawza of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let on our tongues be as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habiballah. Oh my beloved Allah, if that is not in our muqaddar, then wherever our death may be in taqdeer, let it be a death of mubarak. Let it be a death of barakat and rahmat. Oh my beloved Allah, let it be a death of rahmat and barakat. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Those who are sick and ailing, give them cure. Ya Allah, our parents, wives and children, brothers and sisters, whoever may be sick and ailing, give them cure. And if any one of them has passed away, then bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. Oh Allah, bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. Forgive all their sins, fill their graves with noor. Ya Allah, those who are in hospitals, give them shifa. Those who are in financial difficulties and problems, bless them with plentiful of halal sustenance and remove their difficulties and problems. Oh Allah, the conditions of adversity in this country, change it to that of prosperity. Ya Allah, the crime level has become unbearable and unacceptable. But oh my beloved Allah, it is a punishment for our sins that we have become prisoners in our cars, prisoners in our homes, prisoners in our businesses, prisoners everywhere. Oh my beloved Allah, oh my beloved Allah, when we refuse to become your slaves, we have become slaves of everything else in this world. But oh Allah, we do not want to be the slaves of dunya. Ya Allah, we want to become your walis. We want to become your friends. We want to become your friends, oh my Allah. Nafs and shaitan do not want us to taste an enjoyment of your closeness. Ya Allah, nafs and shaitan do not want us to get an enjoyment of your marifat and yaqeen and of the muhabbat of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my Allah, give us such enjoyment in your ibadat, in zikr and in tilawat, that oh my beloved Allah, we remain attached to you all the time. Oh Allah, make us the fish that swims deep down in your ocean of marifat. Ya Allah, hame tera yaqeen naseeb farma. Bless us with tawakkul in you, my beloved Allah. Oh my Allah, you know all the desires and the wishes that are in the hearts of the brothers and sisters that have gathered. Ya Allah, fulfill all the good wishes and the good desires which are in their hearts. Ya Allah, whatever difficulties and problems they may have, remove their difficulties and problems. Oh my beloved Allah, Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam made so much of sacrifices, so much of sacrifices. His companions, his wives, his children, his family. Oh Allah, each and every one of them made so much of sacrifices for the ummah. Ay Allah, when he is informed that that ummah for whom you stood whole night in prayer until your feet swelled, that ummah for whom you cried so much, that ummah for whom you shed so much of your blood, that ummah is today in the casinos, that ummah in gambling, that ummah in fornication and adultery, that ummah in cinemas and theatres, that ummah in fraud and cheating. Ay Allah, how much of injury and pain we are causing to Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But oh my beloved Allah, all the du'as that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made for the ummah of goodness, bless us with that goodness, bless our parents with that goodness, our wives and children with that goodness, and the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the fitnas and corruption and mischief that he asked for protection, oh Allah, protect us, protect our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, our family members, and the entire ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Oh Allah, we are being lashed by fitnas from our right, fitnas from our left, fitnas from in front of us, fitnas from behind us, fitnas are pouring from above. Oh my Allah, which way are we going to turn? Ya Allah, fitnas in our bazaars, fitnas in our schools and colleges, fitnas in our homes. اے میرے پیارے خدا, ان فتنوں سے ہماری حفاظت فرما, ظاہری فتنوں سے حفاظت فرما, باطنی فتنوں سے حفاظت فرما. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.